I observed, walked around, had lots of conversations with doormen on the doors of various pubs and nightclubs, chatted to them about their work, how it is for them, the things they enjoy, the things they struggle with. Also had some encounters with some teenagers in the park, had a fantastic conversation with two women who came up to us and said, "Oh, do you have lollipops? We know you. You once really helped us with flip-flops and water when I really needed it." And started talking with them, one who's involved in fashion design, one who's a musician, and had a really good conversation with those two women about their identity, about how they see themselves, how they value themselves. So yeah, just a great opportunity for, I think particularly for Christians, to be just sharing the love and hope of Jesus Christ in practical ways. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. I was a bit of a wimp in that I didn't stay out all night, so the team will have continued till about 4 o'clock this morning. It's about being present, I think. It's about being being there for human encounter with people. I think just engaging with people, chatting to them, joining in with their sense of fun, but also where there are problems, being there. We encountered one young man who, someone came actually to tell us that there was a young man down a side alley who was on the ground, clearly had far, far too much to drink, and the street pastors were very good. They know what to do. They're very good at giving him water, giving him time, helping him get up on his feet, ensuring he could make a phone call to someone who could come and collect him, and then walked with him and stayed with him until someone came for him. They have very, very good connections with other networks out on the street. They're very good relationships with the police. But again, they're not there to report people, they're there to help people, and if they need to call in the police to offer assistance, they will do that. But yeah, very much a presence, support, and they never know what they're going to encounter when they go out on the street. So I don't know what happened after I left last night. I suspect it probably got a bit more colourful, because between 2 and 4 in the morning is when everyone's coming out of the nightclubs.
Yes, the Friday night witching hour, of
Absolutely.
Course. Yeah.
Yes.
And they're called the street pastors, and there is that Christian element to it, of course.
Yes, I think it's very much about saying, how do we share in practical ways the love and hope of Jesus Christ? If we believe, which I do as Christians, that God wants the flourishing of all people and the well-being of all people, then it's part of engaging with that. It's part of saying to people, you are valuable. Some people who've had too much to drink coming night in the town, it's because they're actually in a place of pain or brokenness. For others, it's just because they've been over-celebrating. How do we engage with all of that and say, what does it mean to be human beings who flourish, who enjoy God's love and God's hope? Occasionally they will have conversations with people about faith, but that's not the starting place. The starting place is to be showing God's love and hope in practical ways with people, and saying as well, God wants us to enjoy life.